Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 9th. The Colorado Office of Communications issues a daily press release about the number of cases of COVID-19 in Colorado. According to the March 8th release, no additional presumptive positive cases of COVID-19 have been identified in Colorado. Prior to March 8th, 8 cases of COVID-19 have been identified in the state. 2 are in Denver County, 3 are in Douglas County, and there's 1 case each in Eagle, El Paso, and Summit counties. 6 of the 8 confirmed cases in the state are individuals who were exposed to it during international travel. The source of exposure for the remaining 2 cases is still under investigation. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the State Emergency Operations Center are monitoring this issue and working closely with local health and safety agencies to support their needs. According to the press release, certain people are at higher risk of getting very sick from COVID-19, including older adults, especially those over the age of 80, and people who have chronic medical conditions like heart, lung, or kidney disease. And now, here's more news for you today. This is from the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange. Colorado's largest source of industrial methane pollution will soon capture and burn off the potent greenhouse gas. KBUT Community Radio's Christopher Biddle says the move comes after years of litigation and pressure from conservation groups.
Mountain Coal, the operators of the West Elk coal mine in Gunnison County, say they plan to install equipment to reduce the mine's emissions by at least 85%. Methane is a greenhouse gas that scientists say is more than 25 times more potent than carbon dioxide. In November, a federal judge blocked an expansion of the mine, in part due to disputes over methane emissions. Mountain Coal says the emission control equipment should be in place this summer if a state permit is approved. For KBUT News, I'm Christopher Biddle.
The next story is from a press release from Colorado Democrats with information from the Denver Post. U.S. Senate candidate Andrew Romanoff secured a victory over the weekend, easily winning a preference poll of Democratic candidates in the primary race to take on Republican Senator Cory Gardner this November. Romanoff, a favorite of progressive activists, dominated the better-funded John Hickenlooper in the statewide caucuses Saturday, winning more delegates than Hickenlooper in every large Colorado county en route to a commanding win. Statewide, Romanoff won 55% of support in the preference poll, while Hickenlooper earned 30%. Turnout at the statewide caucuses on Saturday was considered very low, due in most precincts to fear of the coronavirus. In small counties, however, local caucus results reflected opposite numbers than around the state. While Romanoff won with 26 delegates to Hickenlooper's 21 delegates in Delta County, in Mesa County, Hickenlooper won big with 90 delegates to Romanoff's 56. And in Montrose County, Hickenlooper was also the winner with 49 delegates to Romanoff's 38. A final decision will be made to determine who will run against Senator Gardner at the June 30th primary. Next, the Bureau of Reclamation is working on the problem of excess salt in the Colorado River and is studying several potential solutions. For KVNF News, John King has the story.
An underground salt deposit in the Paradox Valley leaches into the Dolores River, then flows into the Colorado, impacting agriculture, water recycling, and infrastructure. The solution has been to divert the salty groundwater into an underground formation 14,000 feet below the Paradox Valley. But Dennis Webb, who's been covering this story for the Grand Junction Sentinel, says that's no longer an option.
From the get-go, it's created small earthquakes, but the size of the earthquakes and the distance from Paradox Valley that they're being felt seems to be increasing over time, and Bureau of Reclamation is having to suspend injections and slow the injection rates, and it really hasn't been doing any injections since last March when there was a big earthquake that was felt pretty far away. So basically, the injection well is running, its useful life is about to expire.
There are three solutions on the table. Put in evaporation ponds, heat the water to crystallize the salt, and dig another well.
Bureau of Reclamation did not identify a preferred alternative at this point. If you kind of read through the document, I think I and others kind of had the sense generally that they might be leaning towards the idea of putting in a new deep injection well to replace the existing one. But if you look at what others are saying, others seem to be landing on other options.
The public comment period on what to do is now over. The Bureau of Reclamation is looking at those comments and next will write an environmental analysis on the solution with which it plans to move forward. For KVNF News, John King, Grand Junction.
And last today, in a sports note from the listening area, the girls' basketball team from Delta High School will be going to the state tournament for the second year in a row. The Panthers beat Platte Valley 58-53 on Saturday in Delta to secure their trip to Denver this weekend. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, Delta sophomore Erica Kuda scored a game-high 16 points in the win, including 12 points in the second half. The Panthers played in front of a raucous student section against Platte Valley and gave their fans a lot to cheer about. Delta senior Sarah Geddes, playing in her last home game, nailed two free throws that put the Panthers ahead for good with 5:35 left to play in the contest. Keely Porter hit a big shot for Delta before Kuda finished things out in the victory. In 3A action, Delta plays 5th-seeded Pagosa Springs at the University of Denver on Thursday. The Panthers hope to avoid last year's fate when they fell to Eaton 53-45 in the Great Eight. Cedar Edge was defeated on Saturday 41-31 by University, ending the Bruins' season. And in 2A girls action, Hotchkiss fell to Lyman 79-39 to bring the Bulldogs' fine season to a close. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, March 9th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.